Welcome back to Lost Dogs of America radio podcast. This is our second podcast, and today we're going to talk about generating sightings for your lost dog. So don't delay, get started right away. File a report and print your flyer from Helping Lost Pets. There are different flyer formats. There's four to a page, pull-off tabs, and also different languages. These are some of the top tips to help you generate that important sighting that could bring your dog home. Remember, it is illegal to put a flyer into a U.S. mailbox. So, Kathy, would you like to start out with tip number one?
I would love to start with tip number one. Hi, Susan. It's good to talk with you again. So our number one tip is hand delivering those flyers. And we have found over the years that this is the number one way that lost dogs get brought home. So you, like Susan said, you print those flyers out, and then you want to get out into your community where your dog was last seen and knock on doors and hand deliver those flyers. If you put the flyer into someone's hand, it helps do two things. It ensures that it will probably get into the house and not end up just in the trash or as litter blowing down the street. And it also gives you a chance to make the emotional connection with that person and tell your story about how your dog went missing. And then they're much more likely to be inclined to help you. And they're much more likely also to remember the story, remember how it felt to talk with you when you were emotionally distraught about missing your dog. So remember, it only takes that one sighting to bring your dog home. You may talk to 99 people who haven't seen your dog, but you're looking for that one person who has seen your dog or who may see your dog tomorrow. Again, recruit family and friends to help you do this. You can, try to stay really organized. Use something like a Rubbermaid tub to keep all the flyers in a central location along with a map. And then you can mark off, like if you put this out on your porch and your friends have a few hours that they can help you flyer, you don't have to be home. They can come and they can grab some flyers out of the Rubbermaid tub on your porch. They can look at the map where you've hopefully marked off what's already been done. And then, you know, any notes that you may want to leave for them, you can write that and leave that in there. But again, hand delivering flyers is what we have found to be the number one way to bring lost dogs home. So I'll turn it over to Susan for number two.
Okay. Bring flyers to vet clinics, boarding facilities, animal control facilities, shelters, or any animal-related business in your area. Even though many lost and found companies say that they will send out notices to all the shelters, vet clinics, etc., you really don't know for sure if this is happening or not. It might be just a general email address that does not get checked on a regular basis. So then it goes into a black hole. So we feel it's very important for you to take two flyers to the animal control facility or the other businesses. One would be for the staff area and one would be for the bulletin board. And you could also call vet clinics or the other animal related businesses and ask if you can fax or scan the flyer to an email address that will be answered right away. So I'm going to hand this over to Kathy.
So number three is start to think about the local businesses in your community. Where do the people stop? Where do they stop to get their gas? Where do they stop to get their coffee in the morning? Where do they do their, you know, their day-to-day business? Those are the sorts of places that you want to deliver a copy of your flyer to, and ask the business owners if you can post it on their bulletin board, or maybe they'll hang it on the front counter for you, or maybe even better yet is they will let you put a little stack of flyers on the front counter so that people can pick one up as they leave the store. You know, it would be wonderful too if they would actually put your little flyer in the bag. So if the convenience store and their people are walking out with their purchases, if the shop owner could put a flyer in the bag, wow, that would be great. So this is where those different formats of flyers are really helpful. The sorts of places where you want to post a flyer on a bulletin board, using that flyer template from Helping Lost Pets that has the pull-off tabs is really useful because then people can look at your flyer and just pull the little tab with the phone number on it. Or the four to a page template is really good when you want to make those smaller flyers for somebody to pick up and either put in their wallet or their pocket. Number four, Susan.
Okay, driveway drops. Well, what the heck is that? A group of women in the Chicagoland area came up with the idea of driveway drops. They were sitting around the corner, around a table, and just talking about what is an easy way to get the message out about lost dogs. And they thought about, well, geez, you know, asphalt sealers and lawn services will throw a flyer on their driveway. Well, they came up with this idea to do driveway drops because they feel that time is of the essence to get the message out about your lost dog. Many times it's just so overwhelming when you realize how many houses there are in your area. So what do you need to get started? Sandwich bags, pebbles, and four to a page flyers, which we have that on our Helping Lost Pets website. So basically what you're going to do is make copies of the flyers. And we say to make it like on colorful paper. You can do it black and white. The flyer be, but it'd be on colored paper. So then you want to put the flyer in and put in a couple of pebbles. You have two people, you have one driving, and you have the other person that's going to throw it out into the middle of the driveway. So it's quick and simple and an easy way to get it out to many, many houses. So, Kathy, what is number five?
Number five. So, delivery drivers. This is one that people usually think of pretty quickly when they're starting to think about ways to generate sightings. So, just a quick reminder that you want to make sure that you give a copy of your flyer to every UPS driver, every FedEx driver, the mailman in your area. We talked earlier that it is illegal to put flyers into mailboxes, but you can certainly ask your mail carrier if they could keep a copy of the flyer in their truck so that they have your number handy if they happen to see your dog. And think of all the other types of services that may make deliveries in your neighborhood, the newspaper delivery guy, the pizza delivery guy, if you're in a more rural area and you have a septic service, the truck driver that does that. Just kind of think of your area and think of all of the people that do business in your area and try to get the word out to them. And we did have, we gave that suggestion to a cat owner one time about the pizza delivery idea. And the owner actually took a stack of the small flyers to the pizza, the local pizza place, and asked that they would tape a copy of the cat's flyer to the top of every pizza box when they were making deliveries. And sure enough, that generated a sighting that, you know, helped the man find his cat. And his cat had been missing a really long time. So number six, Susan?
Intersection signs and tagging your car. We're going to discuss intersection signs first. Basically, what you can do is you can take an old political sign and cover it with neon-colored poster because you want it to really stick out. And you want to make it simple and clear. So basically, you're going to put lost dog on the top. You're going to put a photo. If you don't have a photo, you can put, you know, a brown, black, and white small dog or beagle. And then you're going to put on do not chase and your phone number. And what you can do is you can post this on at intersections. Make sure you post it in front of your house in case someone in your neighborhood did pick up your dog and they're driving around to find out who has a lost dog. They'll see your intersection sign. But you also need to check with the municipality. Can you put signs up like this? And there's a lot that do not allow signs to be put up, but that's how come you need to ask first, because you really don't want to make your city or your street department or zoning department angry with you and get you fined. What you want to do, ask residents if you can put an intersection sign in front of their yard or at their corner, and or the same thing with stores. So intersection signs is a great, simple way to get the message out about your lost dog. Tagging your car. In many cities and counties, it's illegal to drive around with printing on your window. So, and that's, you take this certain kind of chalk and you write it on the back of your windows or the side, and it says missing, lost dog, beagle, and you put your phone number. Well, if you're not allowed to drive around, what you can do is take it to a well-traveled intersection, park it at that corner, and put that message on your car. Or you could even put flyers and tape them to your car. But when you drive away, make sure everything is clean so you don't end up with a ticket. So that kind of takes about intersection signs and tagging cars. So the next item is hiking, biking, dog parks, and dog walkers. And Kathy's going to take that.
Yeah, so, and this is kind of coming into springtime right now, hopefully, here. And so this is a great time to get out there and connect with people that are doing outdoor activities. They tend to be very observant. They're enjoying being outside. We're getting longer daylight hours now. So use those quarter page flyers to give to anybody that you see doing any sort of outdoor activity, you know, Go to the local hiking trails, go to the local biking trails. They may have bulletin boards, community boards at the trailheads that you can post a flyer, but also get those quarter page flyers ready and hand them to anybody that you see who's out and about enjoying the nice weather. Number eight for Susan.
Churches and schools. Children are pretty honest, and they will let you know if a neighbor or a friend has a new dog. So we suggest that you ask the powers to be at the school if you could stand at the end of day or at the buses where they pick up the buses to hand out flyers about your missing dog. Maybe they won't let you do that, but maybe what they might do is put flyers in the kids' knapsacks or put it into the lunchroom and or the staff room. Also churches. You can ask if you can hand out flyers at the end of the service. You know, I think we need to be respectful and we need to always ask permission first. You know, and sometimes I have been in a service where a minister has actually made an announcement that one of the parishioners had a missing dog and made the announcement. So it doesn't hurt to ask. Ask for any way that you can get your message out about a lost dog. So, Kathy, you're up next.
So, number nine is think about the places where your dog might be hanging around. And from our experience, our 9 years of doing this, we have countless times dogs have been found at the following places: cemeteries, junkyards, golf courses, farms, and quiet industrial areas. Think about that. Think that that's a real nice place for your lost dog to be hanging around because it's fairly quiet. There's a lot of places for them to hide, and they may be close to where they're getting their food. And we're going to talk about all of that in further episodes. But for right now, just watch for those places in your area and make sure that you heavily flyer, get those flyers out to the residents surrounding those sorts of places. If, like in the case of a cemetery, get a flyer to the cemetery caretaker and then to any homes that may be bordering the cemetery. Same with golf courses. Any homes that border a golf course, and then, of course, take a flyer into the golf course itself and give it to the groundskeepers. And again, we will talk about this definitely more in another episode, but we just wanted to touch on that a bit today. So number 10, Susan?
Well, we're going to talk about events. And those events include sporting events like Little League games, soccer, volleyball, lacrosse, anything where there's a crowd of people that you can hand out flyers and talk to individually. There's fairs, there's farmer markets, there's dog walks. These are all great places to hand out flyers. Again, use the 4 to a page flyer or even make up business cards. There are a lot of templates that you can find on the computer and just simply print out a business card and hand that out to everyone. And also another thing we want to talk about is Halloween. It's a great way to spread the message out. When someone comes up to your door, hand them a flyer along with a piece of candy. And, you know, make sure the parents also get a flyer. So the most important thing is we want to get that message out. So Kathy, I'm going to turn it over to you.
So this is number 11 is an idea that one of our owners used successfully, and we were so impressed with it, we just had to add it in here. And that is to set up, again, you have to ask permission, but often a grocery store, your local grocery store, will, if you ask permission, will allow you to set up a table just outside the door, maybe just in the lobby area, and allow you to sit there and pass such your flyers and raise awareness. So just think of how many people you would reach if you did that on a Saturday. If you just had a flyering table, sat there, and every person that walked in and out of the grocery store, you handed them a flyer and asked if they would watch for your dog. Susan, number 12.
And this is our last but not least. There are other ways, but we just wanted to talk about our top 12. Our internet media sites, and that is Craigslist, Nextdoor, Neighborhood Rig app, Neighborhood Facebook pages, Vet pages, there's County Facebook pages, a lot of Facebook pages that you can sit there and post your lost dog. We also want to talk about feed-based companies that charge to post a lost and found dog or cat. Please do your research. Look at the page. Are people complaining about the service? Are they, I guess what we're trying to say is really do your research before investing a lot of money into these services, because there's plenty of free services out there to help you. So we're going to be wrapping this up, Kathy. So take it over.
Yeah. I just wanted to, thanks for mentioning that number 12, because boy, I've heard some real horror stories about people that gave their charge card number to what was supposed to be a free service for a day, but they asked for the charge card number up front. And then when the people didn't opt out, they were charged every day afterwards automatically for their missing pet post. And it did not generate the sighting that they wanted. They would have been far better off to spend that money doing one of these other things, printing flyers and doing one of these other things that we had talked about. Because basically, there's one part of the world that's going to be on social media, but you really got to think about all of the people that aren't on social media, and you've got to reach those people, because they could be the one that's either feeding your dog, or that may see your dog, or may see your dog tomorrow. So again, this was definitely not a complete list. We're sure welcome to other ideas that you may have that we can add to our list. So you can message us on our Facebook page. And one of the other things that we just wanted to suggest too is, we hope we've given you some good ideas. If you are not missing a dog right now and you happen to be listening to this podcast because you want to help people in your area, pre-making a list for your area is something that is just super useful. I did this in our town. I went around, I helped with flyering for a dog, and I made a list of all the places that I was able to hang a flyer and where the bulletin board was. And so now I kept that list. And now I have that pre-made list, which is really easy for me to send off in an email to anybody else that's missing a dog or a cat in the town. And, you know, it just says things like both of the laundromats in town have bulletin boards. And so I just said, you know, the name of the laundromat and that the bulletin board is at the back near the restroom, or that the library has a really nice big bulletin board. And I tried to do it kind of consecutively so that the owner can then hand that list off and a stack of flyers to somebody that's willing to help them. And they can quickly go around and do a lot of flyers in a short amount of time. I also wanted to suggest also that you always, always be respectful when you're doing any kind of flyering. You know, ask permission before hanging flyers. Don't let them become trash. When your dog is found, go take those flyers down. Don't let them become trash or an eyesore. Please, please do not attach them to utility poles. That is also, those utility poles are the property of the utility company, and that is a danger to the people that have to climb those poles, and it's also, it's just not respectful. So please don't make trash. Then it makes it easier for the next person that is missing their dog. And so after your dog is found, or when the flyers start to become an eyesore, either go and take them down or replace them with fresh ones. I think that wraps it up for today. Susan, anything else?
Nothing else. If you have any suggestions for podcasts or suggestions for sightings, you know, other places, please message us at Lost Dogs of America. We have a private message section there.
Okay. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Thank you.